We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
9:42, 18 before 10. I wish we could end the week on a happier note, at least for us. But Rafael Goyeneche joins us, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. Rafael, first of all, good morning to you. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Tommy. Just don't invite me to be your last guest, and you can end it with someone that's more giving you better news than me usually.
Reverse the order on that. When you look at these juvenile offenders, when you look at, you know, one of them looking at a second-degree murder charge, which carries a mandatory life imprisonment, and he's being charged as an adult and tried as an adult. And I just don't understand how juvenile offenders like this, and let me put this all together. You see the video of the marshals out looking for him, heavily armed and so forth, because these are dangerous criminals. Why are they in a facility like the Juvenile Justice Center or Youth Study Center, as it used to be known? Why aren't they in real jail? Because they certainly are accused of committing a real crime, an adult crime.
Right, because of policies with the city. So the city doesn't want juvenile offenders housed in the parish prison jail. So that's why they're there. So, you know, they were four escapees. One of them is being tried as an adult for murder, and he's there. And the other three people that escape were either in there for carjackings or armed robberies. So as they escaped, one of the first things, at least a few of them did, was carjack a getaway car. So the district attorney's office makes the decisions about whether juveniles will be tried as adults or juveniles. And the DA made a campaign pledge that he would never try a juvenile as an adult. He quickly backed off of that and altered his policy and is now prosecuting some juvenile offenders as adults if they commit a murder. But he refuses to exercise his discretion with respect to armed robbery juveniles or carjacking juveniles. And we see that these are juveniles, at least a few of them, within a year or two of being an adult. And if he's willing to exercise his discretion to benefit the offenders, why is he not exercising his discretion to make the community safer, to represent the victims? So that's a long-winded way of saying that, you know, some of the policies in place right now make it harder for law enforcement to do their jobs and compromise public safety with some of the policies that are now more mindful of the rights of the offenders than they are of the rights of victims and law-abiding citizens.
Is the Juvenile Justice Intervention Center anywhere near as secure as Parish Prison?
Obviously not. Obviously not. You know, according to the executive director, you know, he said that they have a serious understaffing crisis. Said that there was an incident in there a few days ago where the NOPD had to be called to quell another attempted escape. So a jail like that should have proper staffing to be able to handle those types of matters internally, but they don't have the expertise, they don't have the manpower, And the offenders that are housed in that facility are literally the worst of the worst. They're only going to be violent offenders that remain in juvenile custody.
Makes no sense to me. And then they got this, one of the more recent events, four juveniles arrested or in custody after they jack a car and then they crash it into a business. And if you look at the age ranges on these kids, 17, 14, 19, well, that's not a kid, but 19-year-old, 17, 14, and 11-year-old involved in right. this. And it just seems to me, Raphael, that as long as the DA continues to treat these juvenile offenders as he is, it would seem to me that there's going to be a tendency for the age to even go lower and for the juvenile crime to do nothing but increase.
Well, first off, state law doesn't allow for an 11-year-old or a 14-year-old to be tried as an adult for an auto theft or a carjacking. But the 17-year-old could be. So there is restrictions with the law. And the point that I'm making is that it's not the law that is fundamentally flawed. The law needs to be applied on a case-by-case basis. And when you have a prosecutor that makes a blanket policy to never invoke the law, is doing a disservice to the people of Louisiana. And his clients are not the offenders. His clients are the citizens and victims that have been preyed upon.
The people,
by these juveniles,
right?
I mean, that have committed these crimes of violence.
Right? That's the phrase used in court, the people. He represents the people.
The people of Louisiana.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I didn't mean to imply that they be tried as an adult, but I guess what I'm saying is it seems as though if 11-year-olds know that 15-year-olds aren't going to be treated as adults when they commit an adult crime, then it makes me wonder if then it doesn't skew a little bit where before you know it, you got 11, 12-year-olds getting their hands on weapons. Do you understand the point I'm trying to make?
Absolutely. No, I mean, and it's been documented, and the police have talked about it too, that, you know, juveniles have been recruited by adults and older juveniles that could be prosecuted as adults to assist them in violent crime offenses because they realize that they can't be held to the same level of culpability because of their status due to their age.
So there was a story over the weekend at NOLA.com about DA Jason Williams saying they delivered on what he wanted to run for, and he made commitments when he was running. In the first 11 months in office, we delivered on those commitments. But the crime situation has gotten worse and worse and worse. 2022 off to a worse start in 2021. I know ultimately I think you can go back to the parents, but if the parents fail and then it becomes part of the system's responsibility to deal with it, when you look at law enforcement, you look at judges, you look at DAs, I don't know how you could give DA Jason Williams other than a failing grade, could you?
Well, you know, for instance, Jason Williams was elected DA. And he received 5,000 fewer votes in the runoff than he received in the general primary when he came in second place. Yeah. And he won. That's because only 26% of the registered voters showed up to vote. And of that 26%, he got 15% of the registered voters in New Orleans to vote for him. So at the time of his election, there were 275,000 registered voters. He became DA by securing 41,564 votes, 15%.
Hardly
so that shows that the public, you know, didn't show up to vote. And when they don't show up to vote, you know, they get some of the things that we're seeing right now. So, you know, this DA talks about the fact that he received or obtained 1,800 convictions last year. Well, he didn't drill down and tell you that 931 of them were for misdemeanors. And he didn't tell you that over 2,000, the police department arrested 2,094 violent felony offenders, and he accepted 678 violent felony cases last year. And there were only 238 violent felony convictions, but he hasn't disclosed what those individuals were charged with initially and what they ultimately pled guilty to. So there's a lot of details that the public doesn't have access to, and we're in the process of trying to determine the answers to what his true record is and share that with the public, since he hasn't done it.
I wish my hair comes back. I wish that I grow to be a foot taller. That's wishes. That's not anything that's going to change. There may be wishes from City Hall that crime goes down, but do you see anything concrete, any plan, anything that exists that gives you the hope that the violent crime in the city is going to decrease?
As of this morning, we've had 8 murders, 27 shootings, 27 carjackings, and 22 armed robberies. The carjackings are over double of what we had during the same period of time in January of last year. Yeah. So violent felony crime increased precipitously from 19 to 20, from 20 to 21, and we're seeing that trend continue into 2022. And as you pointed out, wishing it away isn't going to happen. We have to change some things fundamentally if we're going to get any different results.
It reminds me, Raphael, of the Music Man, the Broadway play, where all you have to do is think about it, and the music comes out the instruments, and it doesn't work that way. Thank you, sir. Have a good weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.